With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Lac-Da-Flambeau Tribal Police Department is searching different areas for a missing woman after it received new information about her last whereabouts. Melissa Beeson was last seen March 17th. It was initially reported that the last sighting of her was walking on Indian Village Road. Now police are learning that she accepted a ride by three local individuals traveling in a van. According to police, the group drove around Lac-Da-Flambeau for a time before stopping near Kibiniki Point Lane. Beeson got out of the van and began walking in a southerly direction on County Highway D. Based on this new information, search efforts are now focused on areas lying adjacent to County D. Law enforcement is investigating the possibility that Beeson may have been picked up by an unknown person as she walked south on County D. Beeson is a Native American female, 5 feet 7 inches, with a medium build, brown hair, and brown eyes. Anyone with information is encouraged to call Tribal Police or the Vilas County Sheriff's Office. Changes to a key broadband infrastructure program are hurting the Northwoods. Governor Tony Evers held an ice cream roundtable at Brick's Soft Serve in Rhinelander with local leaders from three counties. Both the Sacagan-Chippewa community and Oneida County Economic Development Corporation raised concerns about federal changes to the BEAD program. It's a program that provided financial assistance to communities to build a better broadband infrastructure. The now-named BEAD Bob program makes it harder to get fiber installed and instead pushes other types like satellite or towers that don't work as well in the Northwoods. Tony Farrow is the executive director of the Oneida County Economic Development Corporation.
Our problem in Oneida County is with tourism. And so you could check a tower in October and you could check the same tower in July. Well, in July you might get 10 and 2, and then October you might get the 120, but it just depends on when you check. So that's why we're disappointed with the BEAD Bob, is that we'd like to have fiber in the ground.
While this change to the BEAD program was at the federal government level, Governor Evers believes the state can support fiber installation. Evers had sent a letter to the Trump administration in May urging it not to make these changes to the BEAD program.
That is so disappointing that the federal government decided to kind of pull back. We're going to work hard to make sure that people get fiber. I mean, I know we can get satellites, all sorts of different ways, but the bottom line, the gold rule is fiber to the houses directly.
The Sacagan-Chippewa community is leading an effort to get fiber internet through Forest and Florence counties. There are more than 5,500 in Oneida County that don't have adequate broadband. Governor Evers has been touring the state after the budget passed earlier this month, holding roundtables in different locations. He made a stop Wednesday, meeting with local leaders from businesses, government, and organizations in Oneida, Forest, and Lincoln counties. While Evers says the budget isn't perfect, funding for schools and child care were major wins for the Northwoods. Evers was also happy it was a true bipartisan effort.
It is good that Republicans and Democrats can work together and get something done. I think those, people up north want that to happen just as much as people in Madison.
Evers announced last week he would not be seeking a third term in office. He told people at the roundtable he was confident that he could have won another term, but wanted to spend more time with family. Evers does not plan to endorse any candidates in the primary. Air quality in northern Wisconsin and the Upper Peninsula was in the red or unhealthy category all day yesterday. Smoke, mostly from wildfires in Canada, has been drifting into the region. There are dozens of fires burning millions of acres in the central part of the country. At the current air quality level, it's recommended everyone limit their time outdoors. Those with lung or heart health concerns should be extra cautious. The current air quality advisory is in effect until noon Thursday, but the DNR says improvements could be short-lived with smoke moving back in on Friday. A new report shows Wisconsin's spending on education continues to fall behind the national average. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
The Wisconsin Policy Forum study shows the state spent less than $15,000 per student in 2023, nearly 10% less than the national average. Joellen Pauls is a retired Middleton Cross Plains special education teacher. She says the state of public school funding in Wisconsin is an ongoing crisis that the current state budget guarantees will continue.
There is no per pupil increase for 2 years. No increase. That's a funding freeze. And that puts a lot of districts in a hard place, scrambling to determine how do we even just get through this school year.
Among Midwestern states, Wisconsin ranked first in per pupil spending on public schools back in 2002. According to the report, its ranking has since dropped to 7th among Midwestern states and 26th nationwide. In the past 5 years, more than half of Wisconsin's public schools have held referendums to allow districts to increase property taxes to cover basic costs for schools. Pauls says where those referendums have failed, districts face difficult decisions about increasing class sizes and reducing staff.
Honestly, it's an insult to the students in our public schools. And for lack of a better word, it's irresponsible. It's a shirking of our legislators' duty to our communities and to our state's future.
Pauls says she retired due to increased class sizes, staffing shortages, inconsistent leadership, and relaxed licensure requirements. Despite persistent challenges, she believes that teachers continue to provide the best education possible with limited resources.
We need to listen to our educators. We need to respond to what they're telling us needs to happen in our schools. Because what they're asking for the students, because they know this is what our students need.
She says student mental health support and special education continue to be poorly funded in the current state budget. Wisconsin was also grappling with losing $72 million due to a federal K-12 funding freeze. But administration officials now say they plan to release those funds. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.